The first thing you notice when you're around Diane Mitchbush is that when she answers questions, she follows up by asking, "What do you think?" Then she leans in to listen. She grew up in Minnesota as a Democratic Farmer Labor Party supporter with a Presbyterian mother and a Catholic father, and lives in Steamboat Springs, where she's won 5 previous elections, 2 terms as county commissioner and 3 as state representative. She says she will work across the aisle in Washington to push for public schools, roads, public transit, broadband internet, and affordable health care. She wants immigration reform, stronger regulations on fracking, universal background checks for gun purchases, and better protections for seniors. Mitchbush says Congressman Tipton has a fundraising advantage and that she's hoping to raise $300,000 by September 30th, with roughly $70,000 in the bank so far. She told attendees she will take PAC money, but not from oil and gas companies. We spoke briefly after her event ended.
It's a unique district, the Colorado 3rd, because it encompasses Steamboat Springs, where you live, Garfield County, and on down all the way over to Pueblo. It's a pretty unique district.
I think of it as, first of all, big and beautiful. It is the biggest district that is not an entire state in the United States. I also think of it in terms of 3 general areas, the Western Slope. And of course, I've represented the Western Slope in the Colorado House for a long time, even though I technically represent 2 Western Slope counties, headwaters counties. Then we have the San Luis Valley, which is a very unique area with a long, 500-year tradition of Latinas and Latinos, and a very different water basin regime and a very different economy. Then we have Pueblo. Pueblo's hurting. The steel mills that used to keep Pueblo going and those well-paying blue-collar jobs have diminished. When the steel mills closed, Pueblo lost 12,000 jobs. Vestas has come in, and it manufactures wind turbine blades there in Pueblo, but that's 800 jobs. So part of the trick for all 3 of the areas is job creation and expanding economic and educational opportunity for everyone, protecting the environment and helping our local communities thrive.
As a legislator, you were recognized by agriculture, by the ski industry, and by conservation groups for your leadership in the State House. Part of the reason that you have brought those different groups together is that you are someone who tries to work across the aisle. How important is that going to be if you do make it to Congress, where right now Republicans have so much control in D.C.?
Not only do Republicans have control, but a very ideological extremist branch of that party has control. And so we're in gridlock. Not much gets done. And in some ways, I'm thankful that some of those things don't get done. But in the Colorado House, as you point out, I'm known for working across the aisle. I'm known for bringing people and groups together. How do we solve the problem? Let's start with what we agree on. Then we can move out to those things and negotiate about those things that we don't agree on. I've been very successful in terms of my own bills at working across the aisle. And I've been very successful on other people's bills working together to bring people to, if not a full consensus, at least a reasonable compromise. I think one of the main problems in the U.S. Congress right now is that the word compromise has become a dirty word. Now, compromise doesn't mean you roll over, you give up your values, you sacrifice your constituents for some, you know, bill. No, not at all. You keep your strong values, your strong Colorado, Western Slope, progressive values, and at the same time, get things done.
I hope that Katie and Kay can keep talking to you as the race continues. And so far in 2017, Congressman Tipton's office has worked with us to do phone interviews once a month. And so after a long period where we weren't hearing from him, particularly in the last election, he has been more open and available to us on the radio. But there is this issue of the lack of town halls during the recess. Are you planning to do a lot of public events, or do you think that you'll just kind of stick to private fundraisers?
Oh, heavens no. I mean, to get a see as a legislator or as a candidate for the U.S. Congress, you have to do town halls. That's the whole idea. I'm your representative. You get a C, not even a C plus, for doing town halls. I always do town halls. It's a critical way that I get information from my constituents. A lot of times people are hesitant to email me, even though I tell them that I welcome their emails or their phone calls. But in that kind of a town hall context, not only can you hear from everyone, but you can have some really good public discussion. You have people in the community who may or may not agree being able to discuss. And, you know, as an old college professor, I love facilitating exciting discussion. And that's what I did as a county commissioner, a two-term county commissioner, and what I've done down at the State House. Part of the role of representative, whether it's at the State House or whether it's at our nation's capital, is facilitating discussion and getting the information out to people.
State Representative Diane Mitchbush plans to step down from her seat representing Rout and Eagle counties in the legislature in November once she has completed her work as chair of the Interim House Transportation Energy Committee and vice chair of the Interim Agriculture and Water Committee. At that time, a Democratic Party vacancy committee will vote for a new candidate to serve out the final year of her term at the state capitol, where legislators go back to work in January. Mitchbush plans to campaign for Congress full-time next year. For KDNK, I'm Gavin Dahl.